Kushiel's Chosen by Jacqueline Carey. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Copyright 2002 by Jacqueline Carey. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jacqueline Carey, care of Dystel and Godrich Literary Management, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. No one would deny that I have known hardship in my time, brief though it has been, for all that I have done in it. This, I think, I may say without boastfulness. If I answer now to the title of Comtesse de Montrève, and my name is listed in the peerage of Terre d'Ange, still I have known what it is to have all that I possess torn from me. Once, when I was but 4 years of age, and my birth mother sold me into servitude to the court of night-blooming flowers, and twice, when my lord and mentor Anafiel de Launay was slain, and Melisande Charizai betrayed me into the hands of the Scaldi. I have crossed the wilds of Scaldia in the dead of winter, and faced the wrath of the Master of the Straits on the teeming waters. I have been the plaything of a barbarian warlord, and I have lost my dearest friend to an eternity of lonely isolation. I have seen the horrors of war and the deaths of my companions. I have walked alone and by night into the vast darkness of an enemy encampment, knowing that I gave myself up to torture and nigh certain death. None of it was as difficult as telling Jocelyn I was returning to the service of Narmar. It was the sanguine cloak that decided me, Melisande's challenge, and the badge of my calling that marked me as an Anguissette.